Sun's Week in All. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the November 6th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Lots of football news on Monday's show. We kick off with a look at some of the weekend highlights in the major European club football leagues. And joining me for that look is our friend Prince Nesta. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings, Sonny.
Prince, defending Premier League champion Manchester City, routs visiting Bournemouth, and a 21-year-old Belgian footballer of Ghanaian descent, Jeremy Doku, gets Man of the Match honors. Prince, tell our Sunny Side of Sports listeners about Jeremy's performance.
That's right, Sonny. His dazzling display inspired a 6-1 Manchester City victory against Bournemouth in a one-sided affair played at the Etihad Stadium. Doku scored the opening goal before recording 4 assists to become the youngest player in Premier League history to be directly involved in 5 goals during one game. Bernardo Silva, Swiss footballer of Nigerian descent Manuel Akanji, Phil Foden, and Dutch defender of Ivorian descent Nathan Ake also recorded their names on the score sheet, sending the treble winners to the top of the English Premier League. City's Norwegian megastar Erling Haaland was also forced off at halftime following a first-half ankle injury. The Citizens have now won each of their last 14 meetings against Bournemouth in all competitions. Here's their boss Pep Guardiola on his team's performance.
Fantastic. It's not just a player one against one, one and two. He surprised all of us. He's a great footballer. He reads every action exactly what he has to do. Of course, his quality up close to the box. Always we talk about that. Go. Try to dribble and go, because it's difficult to find a player today with the ability to dribble one and two in small spaces. So maybe he's one of the fastest players in 5 meters. So it's incredible how he changed the rhythm in 5 meters. But after that, when he's not able to dribble or do that, he take a good decisions. I'm impressed of that. That's why for me is a great footballer. So, and even defensively, is when he goes against the opponent, he's not be dribble easy. So I'm really pleased. He's just 21 years old. Cheeky again, make an incredible action, you know, bring him here, and hopefully, I think he's happy, and hopefully he can be for many, many years.
That's Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola speaking after his team's win against Bournemouth in the Premier League.
Prince, still with the Premier League, I see where the video assistant referee played a controversial role in Newcastle's victory over visiting Arsenal.
Yes, indeed, Sonny. The only goal in the match was awarded after a long VAR check, which ensured the Magpies secured a 1-0 win, in effect handing Arsenal their first Premier League defeat this season. Anthony Gordon scored the sole goal, with VAR checking for 3 potential offenses in the build-up to Gordon's goal. But following a lengthy check, the officials decided not to overturn the on-field decision, much to the disgust of Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta.
I feel embarrassed, but I have to be the one now coming here to try to defend the club and please ask for help, because it's an absolute disgrace that this goal is allowed. It's an absolute disgrace, because it's not a goal. For many reasons, it's not a goal. For more than one reason, at least, it's not a goal. And it's too much at stake here. We put so much effort. It's so difficult to compete at this level. And it's an absolute disgrace. Again, I feel embarrassed. I've been more than 20 years in this country, and this is nowhere near the level to describe this as the best league in the world. I am sorry.
That's Arsenal head coach Mikel Arteta speaking after his team's loss against Newcastle in the Premier League.
In another Premier League result, Prince, Liverpool pulls out a 1-1 draw against Luton. Emotional late equalizer by the Colombian Luis Diaz, Prince.
Yeah, that was quite something, Sonny. Actually watched the match yesterday and it was quite unbelievable that the Colombian left winger returned to the Liverpool squad and scored after coming off the bench to secure a 1-1 draw at Luton Town. What makes this much more interesting, Sonny, is that the Colombian had missed the past couple of games after the shocking kidnapping of his parents, but opting to make his comeback during the match, ending up scoring to lift Liverpool to third in the Premier League table. Here's Liverpool manager Jürgen Klopp's thoughts on the match.
Strange game. Strange feeling after the game. So I think we should have won. But I think the draw is the deserved result. And we could have lost. So that's how it is. And credit to Luton. They did really well. But even with all what they did, we created chances and didn't finish them off with the last conviction, to be 100% honest. We were not calm enough in this moment. We should have scored. And we should have created more. But first and foremost, we actually... was all right. We created probably enough. Just put one or two to bed and it's fine. You win 1-0, 2-0, absolutely fine. Nobody won here with a crazy result. And I know I knew before why, but now I felt it, that they do really well. What I didn't like particularly was first half. We had 0.0 counter-pressing. That's something I take personal, to be honest. I told the boys, sorry, you're not okay. But because I know they actually want to do it, the question is why they didn't do it. So I have to figure that out.
That's Liverpool head coach Jürgen Klopp speaking after his team's surprise draw against lowly Luton Town in the Premier League.
Prince, let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag. He becomes the joint fastest Man U manager to win 50 games after leading his team to victory over the weekend.
Yes, Sonny. Well, unfortunately, United are still trying to find their feet this season. They still managed to scramble a 91st-minute win away at Fulham, thanks to Bruno Fernandes' goal. The Red Devils will also be hoping to continue with their winning streak next week when they face Copenhagen in the Champions League. Here's the record-breaking and the fire boss Erik ten Hag's thoughts on his team's performance.
It's a good feeling, of course, if you win as always. But the performance was good. It's a massive win and solid performance. You see, this team has a good spirit and they are strong and they fight for each other. And I think the whole game, what I say, was solid on the ball. We took dominance in the game, and I think the pressing, and it's not easy against a good side as Fulham. They're very good on the ball, but we got the press good on.
That's Manchester United boss Erik ten Hag speaking after his team's win against Fulham in the Premier League. Chelsea are set to face Tottenham Hotspur on Monday in a massive showdown set to be played at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. A win will send the Lily Whites to the top of the Premier League table.
Let's turn to France now, Prince. Paris Saint-Germain climbs up to second on the French league table. How about some details about their win?
That's right, Sonny. The Parisians took second spot after securing a comfortable 3-0 home win against Montpellier, thanks to goals from Lee Kenjin, Warren Zaïre, Emery, and Vitinha. In other fixtures, a goal and an assist from Alexander Golovin helped third-place Monaco secure a 2-0 win over Brest, while fifth-place Lille could only afford a 0-0 draw against Marseille. Bottom-place Lyon also secured a 1-1 draw against Metz.
Mi amigo Prince, let's wrap things up by going to Spain. Quite a disappointing weekend for Real Madrid, Prince.
Yes, indeed, Sonny. The Los Blancos fell to second in the La Liga table after being held to a barren draw against Rayo Vallecano de Santiago Bernabeu. Ronald Araujo also scored to ensure third-place Barcelona and a hard-fought 1-0 win against Real Sociedad, while the current league leaders Girona produced a stunning comeback to beat Osasuna 4-2. Kevin Rodriguez and Benito Ramirez also scored to lead Las Palmas to a 2-1 La Liga victory over Atletico Madrid, handing Atletico their first loss in 10 games in all competitions. Reporting for the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Prince Nestor.
Thanks, Prince. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Samson Omale joins us once again with some African club football news.
in Morocco. Wydad Casablanca earned a 2-1 victory over Mamelodi Sundowns in the first leg of the inaugural Africa Football League final in Casablanca on Sunday. An own goal from Rivaldo Kotze and a superb late strike by Anas Shahat gave the Moroccan Giants the advantage to take into next week's second leg decider. Sundowns were punished for defensive lapses, but no, an early goal in the second leg could swing the tie back in their favour. It means Wydad will defend a 2-1 aggregate lead in front of over 40,000 fans at Sundowns Loftus Versus Stadium. I am Samson O'Malley in Abuja, Nigeria.
Thanks, Samson. The Confederation of African Football, CAF, recently unveiled a 30-man list for its CAF Player of the Year Award. The big prize will be presented on December 11th in Marrakesh, Morocco. For some insights into the list, Iron Mike Mbonye spoke with the chief football writer at ACLSports.com, Fisayo Dairo.
It must be said that the list for the coveted African Player of the Year Award released by CAF last week had 30 players. And when you have such a long list, you are tempted to have what I call the good, the bad, and the ugly. But in this case, I will say you will have the deserved nominees, the unexpected nominees, and the shocking nominees. I think that's what we had in the list. We had some of the favorites and some of the players that really were in the highlights always during the year under review across the African continent and beyond, especially in Europe. A lot of them won league titles for their club sides in Europe. A lot of them excelled in national team duties, especially the Moroccan national team at the FIFA World Cup in Qatar last year. That's why we have quite a number of Moroccan players in the 30-man shortlist. So it's another time of the year where Africa comes around to celebrate their own, those that have left our shores abroad and still hoisting the flag of the African continent the very best possible manner.
Who are some of the African players that made the cut for the prestigious CAF African Player of the Year?
Like I mentioned earlier, there are quite a number of players that were expected to be on the list and really made it. You know, we have the category called the favorites, and this one contains some of the stars that have always been there in the past 5-6 years or thereabout. Mohamed Salah, the Egyptian king from Liverpool in England, makes the list once again, as well as his contemporary Sadio Mane, who now plays his club football in Al Nassr, the Senegalese captain. Also in that group of favourites has to be Nigeria's Victor Osimhen, who finished 8th in the recently held Ballon d'Or award and is being considered as one of the favourites for this year's title. The list will not be complete without the number of Moroccans in that particular one. And we have up to 7 players of the Atlas Lions of Morocco in this 30-man long list. And among them are the likes of Hakim Ziyech, the likes of Youssef En-Nesyri, the dependable striker, the miraculous goalkeeper.
Fisayo, for the first time, CAF has introduced the CAF African Goalkeeper of the Year for men and women. 10 players have been nominated for the Maiden Award. What's your take on this?
I think it is a welcome development to have an award created separately for the goalkeepers. Why? Because over the years, goalkeepers have become the unsung heroes in football. They hardly get rewarded. They hardly get into conversations for these individual awards. Much of the awards have been fixated on goal scorers. That's why likes of Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, Kylian Mbappe, Erling Haaland, Victor Osimhen, Mohamed Salah, and even Sadio Mane have always been the ones to be talked about when individual awards come up. But a lot of goalkeepers have done extremely well for their clubs. And in the year under review, the likes of Yassine Bono was exceptional for the Atlas Lions of Morocco at the FIFA World Cup in Qatar, and was also magnificent for Sevilla as he won the Europa League last season in Europe. Also not forgetting Andre Onana, the Cameroonian goalkeeper, who was also brilliant for Manchester United, for Ajax Amsterdam before crossing over to Manchester United. So having an award like this created for goalkeepers will motivate and encourage them more to want to give, continually give their best, and knowing fully well that they stand to also have individual accolades that they can show to their children and grandchildren in the years to come.
That's Fisayo Dairo, the chief football writer at ACLSports.com. And Fisayo spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Port Harcourt, Nigeria. In African athletics, Ethiopia's Temerat Tola set a course record of 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 58 seconds to win the New York City Marathon men's race Sunday. And Kenya's Helen Obiri pulled away in the final quarter mile to win the women's title in 2 hours, 27 minutes, and 23 seconds. It was Obiri's second big marathon title of the year. She also won the Boston Marathon in April. Helen Obiri is also a two-time world champion at 5,000 meters, as well as a two-time Olympic silver medalist at 5,000 meters. Helen Obiri, now making a big name in the marathon world. Ethiopia's Letson Betkide finished second in New York, 6 seconds behind Obiri, and defending New York champion Sharon Lokedi finished third, 10 seconds behind Obiri. In the men's race, Temerat Tola added the New York title to the world marathon title he won last year in the northwest U.S. city of Eugene, Oregon. Kenya's Albert Courier, the 2021 New York City Marathon champion, finished second overall, nearly 2 minutes behind Tola.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world. Tune in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C.
Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
Thanks, Larry. That's Larry London, a man who's always ready to cross musical borders. South Africa's world champion rugby team wrapped up a nationwide trophy tour over the weekend. In this Sunny Side of Sports highlight for 2023, let's look back on how the Springboks lifted that trophy on October 28th in France. We kick off with South Africa's victorious men's rugby team, the Springboks. The Springboks edged the All Blacks of New Zealand 12-11 in a bruising Rugby World Cup final at the Stade de France near Paris. The defending champion Springboks won their record fourth world title, setting off celebrations throughout South Africa. Myron Nika joins us now from Durban with more on the blockbuster win by the Boks. Sporty greetings, Myron.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Lit up in the colors of the South African flag, the iconic Eiffel Tower illuminated the Paris night sky in honor of the Springboks. The 2023 Rugby World Cup final will go down as one of the greatest matches in the tournament's long history. It had the makings of an epic as two of the sport's greatest rivals collided, and it certainly lived up to its billing. For 80 minutes, the Springboks and All Blacks threw everything at each other. It would be an evening of fine margins. The Boks goal-kicking, powered by Andre Pollard, was the deciding factor as his 4 successful penalties handed South Africa victory. South African president Cyril Ramaphosa was at the match and lifted the trophy alongside captain Siyamthanda Kulisi.
It still hasn't sunk in.
No.
It is huge.
It's not just any win, it's a historic win.
It is huge.
Yeah, it is unreal.
South Africa won all three of their knockout matches by a single point. The margins were indeed fine, as South Africa got the better of France, England and the All Blacks en route to the title. Springbok coach Jacques Nedeba says the team was inspired by South African supporters who found a way to get to France, as well as those back home.
Probably for our fans, for South Africa, I wish I could show you the amount of messages and videos and what was going on in South Africa. I think there were 62 million people that united, from small farming communities, opening up showgrounds, that people from all walks of life could go in, and the entrance fee was whatever you want to donate, and people bought T-shirts, green T-shirts for everyone. So we felt every single little bit of energy they gave us, and I think in the last three games with 3 1-point victories, we needed that, and that drove us.
All Blacks coach Ian Foster paid homage to the Springboks before heaping praise on his squad.
Heck of a final. It's always high emotion, both sides of the fence in a final, and this will be no different. 12-11, and I just firstly want to congratulate South Africa on what they've achieved. They've showed a lot of character and tenacity through this tournament. That's three close games that they've come out the right side, so they're doing something right. So congratulations to them on a magnificent tournament. For us, it's heartbreaking, and I looked at the effort of our team and the way we played, and came back and gave ourselves a really good crack at that in that second half, particularly with the red card in the first half and the sort of the damage that decision made. So overall, incredibly proud of our team, but we got a pretty disappointed shed.
It was a frantic encounter at times, with the referee Wayne Barnes dishing out a number of cards. All Blacks captain Sam Kane was shown a red card early in the first half, while Siya Kolisi and Cheslin Kolbe were yellow carded in the second half. Kane says his team left everything out there.
It's hard because you're feeling so much hurt, but at the same time you're so proud of the group and how they fought back and really gave themselves a good shot at winning that game. So I think it speaks volumes of the group as a whole. They're a fantastic group of men who care so much about playing for the All Blacks. They care so much about making New Zealand proud. As Fozzie said, there's a lot of heartbreak in the sheds right now.
South African captain Siya Kolisi became only the second man to lead a team to two World Cup titles after New Zealand's Richie McCaw. In the post-match news conference, Kolisi highlighted the socio-economic issues in South Africa and said his team was inspired to make a positive change.
What brings us together is our country. What brings us together to play for is the Springbok and then South Africa. And that's what has been driving us. That's honestly that's been driving. And I can't explain it to you in words. You need to be a South African to understand. You need to come to South Africa and see it. It's a beautiful country with a lot of problems. But once we come together, and we've come together a lot before for a common goal, and I promise you nothing can stop us as a country. And it's not just in sport, it's in life.
For the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Myron Nyker in Durban, South Africa.
Go Boca!
Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, and at voaafrica.com. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. My X, formerly known as Twitter, handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. And if you go to voaafrica.com, you can listen online to the Sunny Side of Sports, as well as past episodes. Check out voaafrica.com for lots of Africa news. For world news, go to voanews.com.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makosa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Around the clock, the Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news.
Tune in at the top of every hour, every day of the week.
For the 5-Minute VOA Newscast.
We bring you reports from our correspondents and interviews with newsmakers from around the globe.
Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world.
VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
The AP's Mike Reeves joins us now with a package of basketball, auto racing, and National Football League news.
The Eagles took on the Cowboys Sunday in a key NFC East showdown. Our Michael Luongo has this report.
Quarterback Jalen Hurts threw a pair of third-quarter touchdown passes to lead the Eagles to a 28-23 win over the Cowboys. Hurts hit Devontae Smith with a 29-yard touchdown pass. He later found A.J. Brown with a 4-yard touchdown toss. Hurts threw for 207 yards. He also had a 1-yard touchdown run.
I'm as hungry as ever to continue to kind of strive for those new heights, but I think it all comes down to execution and how we execute.
The Chiefs built a 21-0 halftime lead, then held off the Dolphins to win 21-14 in Germany. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw a pair of touchdown passes, but credits the defense with closing out the victory.
It's got to be a top defense in the NFL. That's a great offense, and for them to hold them to 14 points where I fumbled in our own area for 7 of those points, I mean, that's a tremendous job, and I think they're going to continue to get better because they're young and they love it.
The Ravens down the Seahawks 37-3 to solidify their lead atop the AFC North. In the Sunday night affair, the Bengals were 24-18 winners over the Bills. Other NFL teams posting victories Sunday were Cleveland, New Orleans, Minnesota, Green Bay, Washington, Indianapolis, Las Vegas, and Houston. NASCAR Ryan Blaney won his first championship on Sunday at Phoenix Raceway and says it was a special moment.
It's what you run 35 races a year for, you know, to get to this moment, to have a shot at the championship, and then you have to run a perfect race to get it. So, oh yeah, definitely huge moment, not only for me, I mean, everybody involved in it. It's way bigger than I am.
NBA winners were the Cavaliers, Suns, Raptors, Mavericks, and Grizzlies. I'm Mike Reeves.
Thanks, Mike. With more on that NBA win by the Cavaliers, here's the AP's Dave Ferry.
The Cavaliers had dropped 16 straight to the Warriors before Donovan Mitchell led Cleveland to a 115-104 victory against Golden State. Mitchell had 31 points, 7 assists, and 2 steals for the Cavs, who took control by outscoring the Warriors 28-15 in the second quarter. Darius Garland had 24 points and 7 assists.
Usually defense trying to send me and Don left. So just to reject and go right a couple times, it just opens up everything else for everybody. So just try to play the game within the game.
And Evan Mobley provided 13 points and 16 rebounds at Cleveland's first win in 4 home games this season. Stephen Curry dropped in 28 points and had 7 three-pointers in the Warriors' first road loss of the season. I'm Dave Ferry.
This is Colonel Sam Amedu, retired President FIBA Africa Zone 3. You are once more listening to Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thank you very much and have a good day.
Up the November 6th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.